From San Francisco, California, this is the Rock and Roll Geek Show.
This is the story of my rock and roll butler.
Welcome to the Rock and Roll Geek Show. My name's Michael Butler. Thanks a lot for joining me. I really appreciate it. Today is Thursday, August 8th, 2019, and it is 8.04 p.m. when I'm recording this episode. I'm walking to the dock behind the place where we're staying in Marathon Key. Just finished a lobster and snapper dinner and a fish that we caught under the bridge. I'm going to open up this fine Modelo. This is my, I think this is about the 10th Modelo of the day. Let me take a sip of this fine Modelo. I will let you know how it is in a second. That's the best one so far. Okay, so today we did not go out for lobster. We went to a place called Lou Key, which is a protected reef about 5 miles outside of somewhere in the Keys, about 5 miles out. And we rode out there 5 miles, and all these, it was on a coral reef, and all these boats are parked. You can't anchor there. You have to tie to these buoys that are anchored because they don't want you dropping anchors and messing up the coral. There must have been about, a whole bunch of boats. So people go out there, they hang out for the day and snorkel, and it's like beautiful. I mean, it's like an aquarium. It's just unbelievable. There's barracuda, there's yellowtail snapper, there's parrotfish, there's all kinds of just beautiful fish. And sharks, and we saw this one big grouper that must have been about 400 pounds. It was unbelievable. So it was gorgeous. Hung out there and drank beer all day and just relaxed, snorkeled, had a good time, and then came back about 3 o'clock. We headed back, and then we stopped and tried to find some lobster and found some small lobster, nothing keepable, but came home, cooked some of the lobster that we caught yesterday, and Darren brought some red snapper that he caught back up in Jacksonville, and we also cooked some of the fish that we caught under the bridge on Tuesday, I think, either Monday or Tuesday, I don't remember which one, but the first day we went out. It was a great dinner. I'm a little tired, but I'm enjoying it. We have one more day in the Keys here, and then we head back to Jacksonville and come back home on Tuesday. I'm going to close out with a song. I was going to play a Cheap Trick Show review from Stephen Blackheart. I'll do that again either tomorrow or afterwards when I get back. Also, I would like to send a message to Bruce, who sent me some audio comments. In this program I'm using, Backpack or whatever it's called, for some reason when I import it, I have to save the audio files or audio comments to Dropbox and import them from Dropbox into my phone, into this app, and for some reason, Bruce, only half of your audio comment came through. I can listen to it in Dropbox, but not in this Backpack app for some reason. So I have to figure that out. If I don't play your audio comment while I'm out here, I'll do it when I get home, but it's a good audio comment, and thank you for sending it, Bruce. All right, I spun the iTunes wheel. No, I didn't spin the iTunes wheel. I told you last show I was going to play songs from bands that I've been in. So I'm going to play another American Heartbreak song for you until I get tired of doing it. I'll end up spinning the iTunes wheel again soon, probably. But honestly, I have not been on social media or anything. I think I posted a picture of the lobsters yesterday. Look on my Instagram, Rock and Roll Geek, and you'll find stuff. That's as much social media as I'm doing. I got a media blackout while I'm here. I mean, the people that I'm with, Darren is big he watches, he's a news junkie, or he watches Fox News all the time. I'm sick of seeing it. Sick of seeing liberal news, Republican news. I'm blacking out from it, okay? So I'm enjoying that while I'm enjoying not reading everybody's political Facebook posts and all that bullshit while I'm here. And it's really freeing of the mind, and I recommend it to everybody. I'm not telling you something you don't already know. So I'm sitting here by the dock getting eaten by mosquitoes. So I'm going to wrap this thing up. I have got, whoa, boy, do I have a tan. My hair, you don't hear about my hair getting way lighter from the sun, getting way darker. Everybody, it happens to everybody when they're out in the Keys. All right. Enough of my yapping about myself. Me, more me, everybody, more me. All right. I'm going to close out with an American Heartbreak song. This is from a split we did on, I think this was on Cold Front Records, a split with a band called Libertines. And this is a split with the Libertines? I think it is. We did, side one was, I don't remember. I think this is a split we did. It was a full length, half of the record was us and half of the record was Libertines. I think we did like five or six songs. And this is a song probably nobody's heard, and I like it a lot. It's one of my favorite American Heartbreak tunes. It was actually originally going to be a Flexipleasers song, my old band, the Flexipleasers, but I saved it for American Heartbreak, and it is called She's Telling Lies. Before I play that, thank you for listening, friends. I know these dog days of podcasting episodes can be a little bit exhausting every day because you got a million podcasts, comedians, everybody's got a podcast, I know. I understand if you don't listen to mine, but I'm doing them anyway because I like the challenge. It gets me back into the swing of getting into the podcasts and doing them on a regular basis. Whether it's good content or not, I'm going to keep doing it. You can always fast forward to friends, but anyway, thank you for listening. Send me the feedback, rockandrollgeek@gmail.com, or some Dog Days content. I really appreciate that. So one way you can support the show is by sending me content. I appreciate the donations. I can't live without these donations, but another way to help produce the show, like Adam Curry says, is to send me some content for the Dog Days of Podcasting. You'll find this show at rockandrollgeek.com. You can find me on the Facebook, R&R Geek. There's a Rock and Roll Geek Facebook group, which I did not create, but I do approve people, and you have to answer two questions so that I know you're not a white supremacist massacre shooter or a guy who goes and stabs people with a machete. See? The news blackout's working. All right. I forgot where I am. Oh, yeah. Instagram, Rock and Roll Geek, Don't Ask. Find me on the Twitter, R&R Geek. That's enough ways to reach me. I'm going to get the hell out of here. This is American Heartbreak. She's Telling Lies. I will talk to you. Tomorrow we're going to go for one more day of lobster. I believe most of the people that are with us are burnt out. My wife is burnt. John, my stepdad, is burnt out. The kids are burnt out. I think one of the girls is going to go with us. Darren's wife is probably going to stay home. It's going to be me, Darren, and probably one of his daughters. And I'm going to go out and look for lobster one more day. I don't care if we catch any or not. I enjoy being dragged behind the boat and just seeing the ocean and being out in nature. I suggest it to everybody. It is stress eliminating, as you, I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that. All right, here's American Heartbreak. I'll talk to you tomorrow, friends. We'll be right back.
The Rock and Roll Geek Train Wreck.